This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Gunmen have attacked a major Shiite holy site in Iran, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens. Wednesday's attack came as thousands of protesters elsewhere in Iran marked a symbolic 40 days since a woman's death in custody ignited the biggest anti-government movement in over a decade. State TV blamed the attack on Sunni Muslim extremists who have targeted the country's Shiite majority in the past. It appeared to be unrelated to the demonstrations. The official website of the judiciary says two gunmen were arrested and a third is on the run after the attack at the Shah Cheragh Mosque, the second holiest site in Iran. The Islamic State group late Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. The three main greenhouse gases hit record high levels in the atmosphere last year, the UN Weather Agency said Wednesday, calling it an ominous sign. World Meteorological Organization Secretary General Petri Talius says there is warnings in the fight against climate change.
The game that we have already lost is the melting of glaciers. We have so high concentration of carbon dioxide that the melting of glaciers will continue for the coming hundreds of years, even coming thousands of years, and that will contribute to the sea level rise.
Earlier on Wednesday, the UN's climate office said current pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions put the planet on course to blow past the limit for global warming countries agreed to in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. It said its latest estimate based on national emission targets would see temperatures rise 2.5 degrees Celsius or 4.5 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of the century. This is VOA News.